A guten Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Parshas Ekev, one of the very, very complex parshias to understand Ginoi in an exact way, what is the Torah's directive? For Hoyo Ekev Tishmon. What's it referring to? What is the word Ekev capturing? And Chazal make a whole Esek out of this, out of the word Ekev. You look at Rashi, you look at the Medroshim. Mitzvah Yishodim Dosh Ba'akevov. Number one, what does this mean? How do you capture Mitzvah Yishodim Dosh Ba'akevov? What does it even mean? That's number one. Number two, if we're talking about unleashing the brachas of the Torah, why is it Dafke Ekev, Dafke those Mitzvah Yishodim Dosh Ba'akevov? We understand that those mitzvahs, Kale, Shodom, Dosh, Ba'akevav, also have a chashivas. As the Tanna says in Pirkei Avos, Avizor, B'mitzvah, Kale, Kevav, Chamura. We understand the concept. But are you talking that punkt, those are the mitzvahs that V'shom Alech Hashem, Sabris V'asach Hesed. What's unique about those mitzvahs? It sounds like there's something miyuchid about those mitzvahs, Shodom, Dosh, Ba'akevav. What are they? There's a fascinating chazal. Chazal tell us about David HaMelech. It's found here in the Medrash. That David HaMelech said, I used to say, Eilech l'mokom ployni, I'm going to go to this place, I'm going to go to that place. V'hoyu raglai melichis oisi l'botik nesis l'botik midrashis. And my feet carried me to the base Medrash. Somehow, the Medrash Rabbe, and all the Medrashim see that these words of David HaMelech, whatever these words mean, are fundamentally connected to this V'hoyo Ekev Tishmon. Now, the words on their own are complex. What David HaMelech means? What did he mean to say that he didn't have on his itinerary to go to the Beis Medrash? It's not shaykh to say that. David HaMelech was the Gal Yilei Mesichte, was the one who was Shaku and Torah. So David HaMelech woke up and he said, Eilech l'mokom ployni, and punkt, by mishappen, he ended in Beis Medrash. Obviously, that's not the Pshat. So whatever the Pshat is, how does it connect to Ekev Tishmon? Now let's just run forward a little bit to Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael a tzivui. Also a shtickle ambiguous tzivui. A tzivui, and he calls it, he terms it as ma. Ma means, you know, something light. What already is Hashem asking? And the pasuk reads, V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem l'kecho shom imach. What's Hashem already asking from you? Kiim, all it is, li'yigos Hashem. L'leches b'chol drochov. Now the Gemara in Brachas is just oimid on those words, Mo Hashem. And the question of the Gemara could be further stressed by the continuity of the Pasuk. The Pasuk starts with Mo Hashem Lekecha Shel Mimach, Kim Lira. So on that alone, the Gemara in Brachas says, what do you mean? That's small. You're talking about fearing Hashem is so easy. It's such a small thing. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal. Very strange answer the Gemara gives. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, you're right. But Lagabi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. Yerushalayim, as tremendous as it is, as all encompassing as it is, but for Moshe Rabbeinu, not a big deal. That's how you learn the Gemara Kipshute, right? For Moshe Rabbeinu, Lagabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. Obviously, a Peladik Gemara. How could the Gemara say, Lagabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasi? He's talking to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking to himself. He's talking to Klal Yisrael. He's telling Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem Lekech HaShoyim, Yechkim Liyira. And the Gemara is saying that Yerushalayim is a big thing. It's not poshet. But the Gemara doesn't point out, and maybe we'll see after we have some kind of mahalach in this, we'll understand that the Gemara doesn't have to point out. The Gemara doesn't point out that forget Yerushalayim for a moment. The pasuk basically is including everything. The pasuk has everything in it. Even if Yerushalayim was a milsa zutrasi. Pella. Mamisha Pella. Anyway, there's many different pirushim shainim. The most simple pshat that's found in Chazal, in other places. And perhaps, you know, the Achrenim are using the concept. Where Chazal tell us that when somebody's in the mechitza of a tzaddik, so it's mashpi on him. Right? Mokum goyegem mechitza, tzaddik goyegem. We find this. So, when it says Lagabi Moshe, when the Gemara says Lagabi Moshe, it doesn't mean anything more than that concept that Chazal always believed in, which is that the Mokum is Goyim, where you are, who's your environment. Lagabi Moshe, if you're with Moshe, then it's a milsa, Yerushalayim is a small thing when you're together with Moshe. The Pella is Moshe Rabbeinu, Dava Nevim, the order of Moed Mikol Adam Asher Apnei Adam is telling Klal Yisrael on the Kudah that includes himself as part of the picture, and he's calling it more because I'm here. And the Torah is Nitzchi, the Torah is not just for now, the Torah is Atzeif Kol Adonis. So obviously there's other ways that we have to understand what Chazal mean. Lagabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. Besides for the Pshuta Shomikra. Has to be another idea. So I'll try to touch on that as well. Going back to the beginning of the Parsha Ekev, Lamaisa, very often, when we talk about the Inyan of Ekev, we go with a different approach. Today I want to bring down a pshat that to me, Lefiyan Izdait, is closer to the Derech HaPshat. In the past we learned in the Mahalach of some Achroinim, which is that Mitzvah She'odom Dosh Ba'Kevav is not even the Ramach and Shosah. It's not part of the actual commandments of the Torah. It's the rest of your life. The rest of your life. Like the Tzaddik Elam always brought out that a person is surrounded by mitzvahs. Person goes to work, right? So if he's just thinking, you know, he wants to make money. So he's spending all day trying to make money. But that's what he's doing. A very, very secular pursuit. On the other hand, the person can look at it, the greatest mitzvah in the world is to build a bayis b'Yisrael. And inclusive in that is the achrayis that the Torah they should put on the husband. To be the bala panosa, to be the one to take care of it. And literally, zon bonav u'bneisov haktanim is the greatest level of tztoke. As he's gepaskin in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. So a person, your day could go from being a pursuit, you want to make money, into you doing from the biggest things, from the Dvorim G'daylim Shabbailim. Being machzik a bias be Israel. You're supporting a bias be Israel. And that's the mitzvah Shalom Dosh Ba'Kevim when you look at your life and you look at how much in your life could be spiritualized just by focusing on it. That's the Dosh Ba'Kevim. Literally, the alicha of the person. Alicha, what you do. If you look in Rambam, in Ilchus Deis, famous Rambam, Peregimel, he goes through how a person should eat, what a person should eat. Sai mitzad refuah, sai mitzad brius. But also stressing over there, if you look in Alocha Gimel, stressing the fact that you have a higher calling. You have a higher calling. And a person, when he's eating and drinking, he should make sure he's doing it in a way that will facilitate Avodas Hashem. And the Rambam says, Nimtzo ha-mahalich b'derech zu kol yomov, if you go with this approach, oivei des Hashem tomit. Yeah? You're constantly serving Hashem. Afilu b'sho shehu yoshein. He's always noisy v'noisein. Right? Everything it comes out that everything, he says, even sleep. Beautiful Rambam. The point of the Rambam is this idea that if you scrutinize yourself, your actions from the moment you wake up, including the time you're sleeping, be'etzem, he says it's all avodas Hashem. It's all spiritualized as long as the focus is there. And that's the mitzvah Shadam Dashbach gave. So in previous years we elaborated on this. And I want to bring out a different point today. But that's definitely an approach. And with that approach, we wanted to say that could be Pshat in Chazal with David HaMelech. David HaMelech was a melech, he was a king. His duties as a king pulled him away from the Beis Medrash. Right? It wasn't that he said, Eilech L'mokom Pliny. Because he didn't have the interest to go to the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. However, once he went and he incorporated in the Eilech L'mokom Pliny, he incorporated all the Torah. And the focus was there. Now it turned out that whatever he did was a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. But that's also not Pshutei Shel Mikra, Pshutei Shel HaMedrash. It's a Pshetel. This year I thought of an approach that Lefi Ani Zdaiti is more Korev al HaPshat, closer to the Pshat. And the idea, I think, that we could say here is like this. David HaMelech looked at his day, and the distraction of his day would be enough that he would not be able to end up in the Beis Medrash. And we all have days like that. We have days that we have enough distraction going on that even when the active distraction leaves us, there's the residual. The residual is enough to pull one away from the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. We all have days where we say what do we call it? We're fried, we're toasted. We that's it. The day is, it's not a question that the day is gone, but the day is, but we're gone. We're gone. We're maxed out. We're maxed out. A human being has his limits. Yilud Yisha. And therefore, we have what we can do and we have what we can't do. And that's it. And David HaMelech looked at his day and he said, that's it. Eilech L'mokom Pliny. And I would have thought that that's it. My limbs won't be able to carry me any further. But the emes is that if what we do is l'shem shamayim, is v'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach yalu eivir kaneshorim. If a person's focus is right, it's not just a matter that what they're doing is spiritual. It's a matter that what they're doing doesn't distract them. There's a continuity to their avodas Hashem. And therefore, they could seamlessly transition from one thing to the other. They're not going from choil to kodesh and from kodesh to choil. I was once telling one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva, we were talking about the Maram Shif, we were talking about other goyne Yisrael, mitach hashash, that it is said about some of the goyne Yisrael, some of the ones that were mamish zoyche to taitch up the ganze shas, the bletter, the pshat, and all the bletter and shas. And you envision some of these pirushim, I mean, they would have had to have been written the way we're standing by Nile. That's what you would envision, with the focus of Nile. And yet they were written by some of the Geinei Yisrael that had to work for Parnasa. And they were writing these chidushim in the stores that they ran between customers. They had a notepad. They help the customer turn back, swivel around. Imagine being on a swivel chair and swiveling from a customer to writing a Ashtik Rashash or Maram Shiv. Imagine such a thing. Imagine the ability to do such a thing. And the Pshat Tova is, when a person's focus is there, they're not really going from one world to the other. They're living in that world. And David HaMelech stated, "For you raglai melichas oisi." My focus was so much there with the Eilech Lamar complaining that my feet were still able to take me. And I witnessed this by some of the G'dayli V'go'ine Yisrael, how their lives were so sanctified that they weren't distracted. You wonder, how didn't they get distracted? And it's when you're standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shlom and everything, kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim, like the Rambam saying, your Nuchas day is. So your whole day has a certain continuity. And there's never an end. There's never a stop. We move on. V'hato Yisroel mo Hashem l'kecho she'el mimach. And we know Chazal, there's a whole nother drasha, which I don't want to talk about today. I would love to, but it's not practical to go into Me'a Brochas. But this pasuk is also talking about Me'a Brochas. How that gets thrown in here is a whole different kasha, right? Al Tukri Moel or Me'o, some say it's the amount of letters that are in the Tosfos brings down, the amount of letters in the pasuk. What is Me'a Brochas, forgetting where we see it from Al Tukri Moel or Me'o, what does it have to do with the pasuk? Rabbi say it's the same idea. It's the same idea. And the Lagabi Moshe Lufiani's deity, it's not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu himself. It's talking about Moshe's message. Moshe's message. The emes is that Yerushalayim in a vacuum is a very complicated thing. Yerushalayim, if you're just going to work, let me be a Yerei Shamayim. That's it. I'm working on Yerushalayim. It's not a milsa zutkasihi. It's a state of mind that's mamish kosher l'kaimoi kikriyus yamsuf. But that's in a vacuum. But if a person lives their life feeling the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then Yerushalayim is almost a natural outbreath. Ekev anova yiras chayim. Anova is the recognition of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If a person is living with the presence of Hashem, then Yerushalayim is poshet. It's an outbirth of how you're living your life. It's an outbirth of how you're living your life. If you're living your life in a certain way, if one has to distract themselves to get a hold of Hashtikul Yerushalayim, it's avoid the kosher shebemikdash, from the most difficult things to accomplish. But if somebody is living, feeling Hashem, being makir Hashem, being makir toivet Hashem. As the Rambam says, looking at your body as it's a vessel of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I feed it to be able to serve Hashem. I'm living a life of makir toiv and makir Hashem. Yerushalayim is memela. It's memela. Legabi Moshe Milsa Zutasi. If one elevates their life, that there's a Lagabi Moshe, there's an element in all of us that we could raise ourselves up, Lagabi Moshe, to feel the presence of Hashem. Bechol d'rochech odeyu. As the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, and he writes that for each and every single one of us, then the Yerushalayim is a natural. It's a natural. What's an inyan of a bracha? The inyan of a bracha is the recognition that we are surrounded by the graces of Hashem. We are surviving by the graces of Hashem. What we're eating, what we're drinking, we're learning, even our Torah has brachas, our mitzvahs have brachas. It's all a gift from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When a person is living in that world, in the Me'a Brachas world, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimach. Yerushalayim is a natural. And Memela is Lishma Mitzvoysav, Chukoysav, it's all natural. It's a state of where you are. That's what Chazal is telling us. Lagabi Moshe. But we all have it in us. There's a beautiful deher, and we'll end with this idea. From the Abderov and also the Ginas Vrodim, and others say it as well. It says in Parshas Nitzavim, Im yeh nidachacho b'kzeh ha-shamayim, misham yikabetzcho Hashem lekecho, misham yikochecho. Literally means, no matter how far you are, Hashem is going to get you from there, wherever you are. He'll gather you from there and he'll get you. You won't be lost. Right? So the obvious question on this pasuk al pidiktuk is, im yeh nidachacho b'kzeh ha-shamayim, it should say mikzeh ha-shamayim. Hashem represents, of course, everything, but we think about in Yonei Shamayim, Ruchni says Bashamayim, right? Nidachach, or somebody who's really distant and very distant and has to be gathered, he's away from Shamayim. His distance, his gap, is from where he is to Shamayim. And what does the Pasuk say? Im yeh nidachach bikzeh Hashamayim. It should say mikzeh. Your distance is from Shamayim, not in Shamayim. And these G'dolei Balei Machshove and the Olam HaChassidus say a beautiful pshat. No matter where the Jew is, there's a piece of a Jew that's b'Shamayim. And from that, what they call in Yiddish, the pintel yid, from that piece of you that's b'Shamayim, Mishom yikabetzcha Hashem alekech. From there Hashem gathers you. From there Hashem brings you back. Because there's a piece of you that, like they say, never left. And the emes is, that's what the Gemara is saying, Vagabi Moshe. As long as we elevate our lives and we work on feeling the presence of Hashem, which in a practical life, there's ways to do that. Ekev Tishmon. There's ways to live our life that way. That's not insurmountable at all. That's something every person has the ability. And one of the basic tools Hashem gave us was the Mea Brochas. Opportunities to recognize Hashem in a real way. And if that's what you have and you reach the level of Lagabi Moshe, feeling the presence, then Ebazeh, it's going to be more Hashem like Hashem. Then Takat's a Milsa's literacy. Agut Shabbos.